Okay, well, I'm back again. I've been here before. I was here last August, pressing for peace. The time has come to end the conflict, to stop all of the bloodletting. The government needs to step up as never before to stop it. There are too many IDPs, too many refugees. We spent 2 days ago, we were in Uganda and went to a refugee camp there and saw hundreds of people. There's thousands there who are hurting so much. They just want to live in peace. And then today coming here to this camp just underscores the need for peace. Meanwhile, the United States will continue its very strong support economically and every other way to the entire humanitarian effort. I want to applaud the United Nations for its excellent work here. The peacekeepers, whether it be the Ghanaians or the Mongolians, are doing an outstanding job.
Today you arrive in Bantu and you tour the POC in Bantu. You meet with women representatives, the community leaders. So what issues did they present to you today?
Well, the biggest takeaway is how desperately they want peace and protection. On the short term, they need protection. Even the gathering of firewood sometimes is an opportunity for a rapist to abuse them. So there's still unmet needs there. Humanitarian-wise, in terms of food security, vaccinations, TB, all of that is being addressed very robustly by the partners that are here, and I think they, you know, they deserve a tremendous amount of credit. IOM, everyone is doing a wonderful job. But again, the bottom line, and I'll be meeting along with my colleague tomorrow with Salva Kiir, is to press for peace, to end this war. You know, when South Sudan became a country just a few years ago, we broke out the champagne bottles. We were so elated that a country that had lost 2 million people, 4 million IDPs or refugees during the course of the previous war had finally found peace. And now they're back into the worst human rights abuse of all is war.
As you said, many people are talking about peace in this country. As the U.S. government, what engagement are you doing with the warring party in South Sudan to bring lasting peace to the people of South Sudan?
Well, we've got to make it very clear to the president, because there's only one president, that's Salva Kiir, that the patience of the American people has reached its breaking point. We stand in solidarity with the people here, the suffering people, the children, the women, many of whom we've just met today, but I've met other times before when I've been in South Sudan. They deserve better than all of this violence.
So what is your message to the people of South Sudan?
That they have not been forgotten, that the people of the United States, as well as our government, the U.S. Congress, cares deeply, as well as the President of the United States. And the reason why we're here right now is not only to meet with the President and to visit camps like this, but to bring back a message that we need to ramp up our efforts to be supportive in ending this violence.